Happy Friday, and you're listening to WSIU Radio. As we end this work week, might want to make sure and have a raincoat or an umbrella today. Radar is already showing quite a few scattered showers, mostly in the northwestern portion of the listening area. Otherwise, forecast calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Chance of that happening and continuing 60%. We'll see a high of 93 tonight, clouds in 73. With a chance of rain tonight, 50%. Kevin Boucher reporting WSIU Radio News. Union County has joined some other local governments in southern Illinois with the launch of a tax inquiry and payment site that you can access on the web. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports.
Treasurer Darren Bailey says it allows residents and businesses faster and better access to tax information.
Do they need it for when they're filing their income tax returns? Do they need it when they're selling a home or applying for a loan or refinancing their home? It's really great for mortgage companies and banks and abstract offices, appraisal places that need to survey a lot of information. They can get it quickly.
Bailey says visitors to the site will first see a group of search fields allowing users to locate a parcel by whatever information they may have, such as name, address, or property number. He says the easiest way to access the information is by visiting the Union County website, find the county government section, and click on the treasurer and collector link. I'm Brad Palmer.
In Missouri, the largest airport there in Missouri could soon get a name change. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper is reporting the region's airport commission is considering changing the name of Lambert St. Louis International Airport to St. Louis International Airport at Lambert Field. The airport is named for Albert Bond Lambert, who learned to fly with the Wright brothers. The airport says Lambert was responsible for bringing the 1923 international air races to St. Louis. Lambert also was one of the first financial backers for Charles Lindbergh's famous nonstop flight from New York to Paris in 1927 aboard the plane dubbed the Spirit of St. Louis. But a recent survey shows that the name Lambert doesn't connect well with most passengers, and many people aren't even aware of the name. The Airport Commission in St. Louis is expected to vote on the name change on the 7th of September. And attorneys with a nonpartisan litigation center in Chicago are filing a lawsuit challenging a portion of Illinois' Election Day voter registration law. Liberty Justice Center senior attorney Jacob Hubert says his office is opposed to a new state law that requires counties with populations of 100,000 people or more to offer Election Day voter registration at all polling places, while not requiring counties with lower populations to do the same. He says the lawsuit calls on the federal court to order the Illinois State Board of Elections to direct election authorities in every county not to provide voter registration at polling places this November. Weather-wise, not a bad day today. Typical August, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain 60%, high 93. Tonight's low with a 50% chance of rain is 73.